People have known for a very, very long time that prayer is important. And not just in the Christian tradition, but of course in the Jewish tradition, in Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, native languages, or religions. All kinds of different faiths have understood the importance of prayer, because they realize that prayer is a means of obtaining something that we don't have the ability to produce. Prayer is a means of our obtaining something that we don't have the ability to produce on our own. We rely on ourselves a lot. Go and earn money to pay the bills, plant a garden, get food, you know, get in the car to go somewhere. We rely on ourselves a lot. But there are things that we need that we can't do on our own. There are things that we cannot produce by ourselves. And prayer is the means of obtaining those things that we can't do on our own. So it's no surprise that the disciples of Jesus come to him and ask him to teach them to pray. And the first thing Jesus does is to teach them a prayer. He teaches them what has come to be known as the Lord's Prayer, even though St. Luke's version is a little bit different from St. Matthew's version, which is more familiar to us. The first thing Jesus does is teach them to say a prayer. Now, there's a difference between saying prayers and praying. We can say prayers without praying at all. And we can also pray without saying prayers. But Jesus doesn't just scoff at the idea of saying prayers. He teaches them to say a prayer. So there's something to this whole long-held tradition of saying prayers and praying according to formulas or memorized words. But Jesus doesn't stop right there. He doesn't just say, okay, all you need to know is this little prayer, say this 5 times a day, and you're going to get whatever you want. Ask the Lord anything through these words, and poof, you're going to get it. Of course not. He continues on. And in the rest of today's gospel passage, he shows us that it's the interior disposition that we bring to prayer that makes all the difference. We can say these words, you know, without any kind of disposition toward prayer. We're wasting our time. In fact, there's a priest who said, if the heart is not engaged in prayer, then the lips are wasting their time. But the purpose of the prayers that we say is to bring about the proper disposition in our heart and to foster this kind of openness that we need in order to receive. The next thing that Jesus says in his teaching on prayer has to do with that disposition, but it also has to do with persistence, perseverance. And he gives the story of the friend who goes to his buddy to ask for bread in the middle of the night. And the bottom line is, even if his friend doesn't give him the loaves out of, you know, reasons of being friends, he will give him the bread because the man keeps persisting. We know that it's very important to keep persevering in prayer. I think I said maybe a year or two ago, someone had this vision or idea of this great, huge room in the halls of heaven full of all the blessings that were not given to people because they stopped praying right before it was time for God to give the blessings. It's not in the scriptures, so I don't know if it's true or not. But you get the idea. We have to keep persevering in prayer. We don't know what God's timing is. We don't know how many years we're going to have to keep praying the same prayer in order to receive that answer from God. God's timing is mysterious. His ways are not our ways. But one thing is for sure, if we stop asking, if we stop praying, then there is no prayer to be answered anymore. If we keep praying, keep bringing that before the Lord, then we will receive an answer. Then Jesus goes on to describe that disposition of prayer, disposition of our hearts, as one that is very trusting and confident. Sometimes we read this passage and say, well, take it with a grain of salt, you know. Everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, to the one who knocks the door will be open. Sometimes we say, yeah, right. Because we've all prayed prayers that weren't answered the way we wanted. We didn't get what we asked for. And it didn't seem like the door was opened when we knocked. But Jesus isn't saying, again, you'll get whatever you ask for. He says, ask and you will receive. The Father is going to answer our prayers not like a father who gives his son a snake when he asks for a fish. God in heaven is not like a father who gives his son a scorpion when he asks for an egg. God answers our prayers as a loving and merciful Father who knows what we need and wants us to have what will help us to grow and to become holy. Again, we don't always understand what that's going to look like. But that's where this trust and confidence come in. We know that if we pray persistently and pray trustingly, that God will answer in the best possible way. According to God's own wisdom, his own understanding. Finally, I think we get some instruction about prayer from the first reading as well, where Abraham is praying with great boldness. He approaches God not timidly at all, not, well, Lord, if you think it's okay, would you think about, you know, preserving this town if there's just 45, 40, 30, 20, 10? I always wondered why they stopped at 10. Why not go all the way down to 1, you know? We've already committed to being here this long. What's one more little phrase? The point is, he's praying with boldness. Abraham has the courage to stand before the Lord and almost demand that the Lord would save this place if there's one righteous person there. And the other part of that account is that God really wants to save this town. He wants to save these people. He's not going to delight in destroying it. If there's just 10, if there's just one righteous person there, that would be enough reason for him to come in and not destroy the town. So, we can ask ourselves today, how do we pray? Do we just say prayers sometimes? When we come to Mass, are our hearts truly engaged? Are our hearts saying all of the words of the prayers? Or are they just sort of washing over us as we think about what we're going to have for lunch? Are we praying? Secondly, do we pray persistently, perseveringly? Do we have the attitude of the dog with a bone? We're not going to let go until God answers that prayer. Thirdly, do we pray with trust, knowing that God is this loving Father who wants us to have every good blessing? And finally, do we pray with boldness? Do we pray with daring, knowing that God wants to answer? He wants to give us exactly what we need. If in that reflection you find that there's some area of growth needed in prayer, then let's just ask the Lord today for the grace as we receive this Eucharist to pray and open up that treasury from heaven.